America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. And I do apologize for, if you noticed last week was a rerun. My apologies and explanations. My health is unfortunately not been great at all. And those who have reached out to me, you know who you are. I appreciate it more than you know. Normal everyday tasks and things that require energy that you take for granted when it's normal in your life have been increasingly more difficult. My clarity of mind has been foggy, easily confused, and I've been trying to narrow it down based on symptoms and what's going on with my body, and talking to some of you fine folks out there with your knowledge and experience. And I think I've narrowed it down to my liver, pancreas, my gut. You know, I'm not absorbing nutrition the way I should. So it's just taking a real toll on me. I've missed all last week of work. And I did something that was absolutely an abomination to me prior to being like this. I went to the emergency room last week, midweek, you know, because of how terrible I had gotten. Just seeing, you know, what would show up in my blood work. As much as I didn't want to have my blood taken. And no, if any of you are thinking of it, I didn't get tested for COVID, nor did I get the COVID vax. Never have, never will. But as my wife warned me, she said it's pointless to go there. They're Satanists. And they don't heal people. It's a business. And sure enough, they did absolutely nothing for me. But I did get the blood work, and the blood work did reveal some things that pointed to what I was already figuring out through process of elimination and what my body was telling me, feeling. But I just want to let you know where I'm at. I owe it to you. This radio show is all about truth. I am absolutely all about the truth. So that's where I'm at. Your prayers mean more than you know. And those of you out there who talked to me and shared your experience, your hope, your support and prayers, God bless you. A shout out to Patrick and Trudy, God-fearing people, men and women. I love you both. And George, for talking to me. Appreciate it, buddy. Dave and the Thumb. And there are others. I really do appreciate it. And I've been out of the loop because of this. So that is why. That is why. What I'm going to do is jump back into the reading after some scripture real quick to level myself, ground myself in God, Yahweh, my God, the creator of Adam, our ancestors. I'm going to start with a verse that was one of my favorites. Well, not my favorite. I mean, now it is, but my grandmother's favorites. She's passed. And it's from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Do you not know, or do you not hear? The Elohim Aeonian is Yahweh, creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint, nor is he wearied. There is no fathoming of his understanding. He is giving vigor to the faint, and to one who is without virility, he is increasing staunchness. Youths may faint and be wearied, and choice young men may stumble, yes, stumble. Yet those who are expectant in Yahweh, in God, they shall rejuvenate with vigor. They shall ascend on pinions like vultures. They shall run and not be wearied. They shall walk and not faint. Be renewed before me, coastlands, and let the folk be rejuvenated with vigor. Let them come close, then let them speak. Let us come near together for judgment. That is the word of our God, Yahweh. And I'm going to read you the devotional for today, March 11th, on the Gregorian calendar at least. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by faith, not by sight. Boy, do I have to remember that. As you take steps of faith, depending on me, I will show you how much I can do for you. If you live your life too safely, you will never know the thrill of seeing me work through you. When I gave you my spirit, I empowered you to live beyond your natural ability and strength. That's why it is so wrong to measure your energy level against the challenges ahead of you. The issue is not your strength, but mine, which is limitless. By walking close to me, you can accomplish my purposes in my strength. And they get that devotional from 2 Corinthians 5:7, Galatians 5:25, and Psalms 59:16 through 17. As always, folks, this is your show as much as it is mine. If you'd like to call in, you may do so. Just be intelligent and respectful, and you will have your time. Just dial 512-248-8252 or toll free 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Or again, locally 512-248-8252. Pick up here right before Chapter 9, the epilogue of brilliant book by Charles A. Weissman, Who is Esau Edom? Esau and Edom, the crux of this war, embroiling this war between good and evil. If you're following along on the PDF, it's page 65. I do not have a hardcover copy of this book. I imagine it's rare to get. I'm sure it's out there, though. This is again a promise of the destruction of the wicked by fire or burning at the hand of Israel. And Israel, of course, if you listen to my broadcast, means God's people. And today's people are the Anglo-Saxons, Celtic peoples, Scandinavians, Germanic peoples, so on and so forth. The white man. Not the Edomites and Khazars in occupied Palestine, which they call Israel. The Israelis, okay? We're not Israelis. We are Israelites. God's chosen. Note that the wicked, which is to be burned, is regarded as stubble, just as Esau was in Obadiah 18. The doctrine of universal salvation is obviously not a biblical doctrine. How's that on for size, huh? The doctrine of universal salvation is obviously not a biblical doctrine, since there is no hope, no redemption, or salvation for Esau, Edom. Only complete destruction. It needs to be understood that it is the plan of God for Edom to gain dominion and to rise to an exalted position in the world, which we see today, folks, all around us, and finally, at one final act, be brought down and destroyed, never to return again. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I'd love to see the day. Edom is thus much like the rich man in Christ's parable of the rich man and Lazarus. See Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. The yoke and the adversity of the Edomite Jew has been brought upon us, Israel, due to our own actions of transgressions against God. Likewise, when Solomon had severely violated God's covenant and statutes, God had, quote, raised up an adversary to Solomon, Hadad the Edomite, 1 Kings 11:6 through 14. The form of remedy or deliverance from this state is outlined in Deuteronomy chapter 30, 1 through 4, 2 Chronicles 7:14, and Jeremiah chapter 3, verses 12 through 13. God is not only the author of the script that is being followed in the earth, but is the director and producer, and in fact owns the stage and all characters and props on it. He is the creator of the heavens and earth, all of creation. As the psalmist says, quote, "The earth is Yahweh's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein." Psalm 24:1. Yes, all the world is much like a stage, and the stage is now being set for Esau's destruction and Jacob Israel's deliverance. Hallelujah. It is so written. That is the word. God is good. All the time. That brings us to chapter 9 of this book, the epilogue. Character roles and identity. The Bible is a script which has several different themes. This material has dealt with one of its main themes, that being the conflict between good and evil, right and wrong, lawful and lawlessness, the ways of God and the ways of man, the flesh. While this theme is fundamental and can be seen by most in the world, it has not been clear who the characters are involved in the conflict. There is one thing that is unmistakably evident regarding the Bible, and that is, it deals with and is about a particular, specific race of people, the direct descendants of Adam, later called Israel, through Jacob, son of Isaac. They are the main characters in God's script. Esau Edom is a secondary character in this script. Only when we know and identify the white European people as the Israel people and the Jews as the Edomites, do things in the world make complete sense. When the roles of Jacob and Esau are identified, we see that everything is happening exactly as written in the script, in God's word. The problem the world has been plagued with is a case of mistaken identity. Mistaken identity, folks, and unknown identity regarding the roles of that God has assigned to Esau and Jacob. Because these Israelis and Jews the world over, the Edomites, have inverted these roles and have perverted God's word. And their doctrinal text is not the Bible. It's the Talmud. The Babylonian Talmud, folks. So if you'd like to know who these Edomite Jews really are, what they worship, what they're all about, go read yourself some of the highlights of the Talmud. Put it into your favorite search engine and look up some of these blessed verses, if I could even say that. These Edomites do not like the role that they have been assigned, and they fear being found out for who they really are. You can see it all around you. You can see it on the news, in TV shows and movies. It's everywhere. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the break. Stay tuned.
All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are still listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. As always, if you wish to check out my work that I've done over the years, it's pretty much all on BitChute right now. You can plug into your browser, www.bitchute.com/The Freedom Ministry. And again, that's BitChute, BitChute. .com/The Freedom Ministry. And you can learn a lot, and maybe you know most of it, but you'll get a refresher, that's for sure, on what's going on in this world that we live in. Who's doing it? Why? The works. I don't pull any punches. That's why I've been exiled off of YouTube since 2018, and 19 I was still hanging on by a thread in the beginning, and then gone, couldn't make it. I said boo, and I'd get exterminated. For we are the enemies of the Edomites. They know it. We know it. But they want this facade to exist, as they've neatly dressed it up in the media and all around us in society, of wokeness, anti-Semitism, bigotry, and this depraved LGBTQ plus PPZB whatever crap to absolutely pull us down to their level. And I won't stand for it. I won't do it. I will not compromise the truth for anyone. But you can find my work again at bitchute.com/the Freedom Ministry. And you can call in, as Dan is, and I'll take your call in 1 second. Anyone else that wants to call in, please do. 512-248-8252. Again, that's 512-248-8252. Hey, Dan. Dan from Washington. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hope your health improves. I don't have any good advice other than take vitamin C and D and all that stuff. But drink water.
Yes. Thank you.
I was listening, I think it was your rerun, and I haven't studied King James or, I know that the British, the English people had a rebellion against Jews, I think in the year 1200, and then it was in the original British Magna Carta, basically Jew meant moneylender. So I'm just curious, and then King James, I forgot what year he was, but what did you say, how did the King James Version change the definition of Jew? I need to look into that as far as why the British Empire has always been kind of joined at the hip with the Jews, you know, even against their own popular, or the royal family, I guess, even against their own people, you know.
Right. Yeah, they've changed the meanings of words, you know, all throughout the King James Bible. And it's not the only one, but being that there are so many out there who have been raised and lived, slept, and breathed the King James Bible, the King James Bible only, right? Authorized King James Bible, blah, blah, blah. That's why I bring it to the forefront, because it's been used as a weapon against us. For example, if you look at Revelation 2:9 as well as 3:9, I'm going to read it from both translations here, if I may. First, I'm going to bring up the concordant literal translation, and then I will do the King James. This is Revelation 2:9. Here's the King James. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. That word isn't even Jews, because what that's really saying is they that say they're Jews but they're not, they are Jews, they're Edomites, don't get me wrong, they really are Edomites. But they want you to see the word as Jews, when the word really is not Jews. It's Judahites. Judahites. So when you change the word, it changes the context. It changes the verse. Now let me read it from Revelation 2. I'm going to hold you over after the break, and we'll go right back into it. I'm going to hold you over, Dan. Okay. Hang on. We'll be right back, folks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is still the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am still your host, Chris Switzer. And when I was given some shout-outs to a few people I spoke to, I realized on the break that I didn't give a shout-out to Tom in Utah as well. I spoke to him, and I appreciate his experience and knowledge as well. There are others, too, and again, my mind has been cloudy, so I apologize. You know who you are. And thank you for your question, Dan. I'm going to wrap it up here, and hopefully it helps explain and answer your question. The word Jew is misused, mistranslated in many, many translations of the Bible. In fact, it's even mistranslated in my favorite translation, which is the Concordant Literal Version. You have to literally bring up the interlinear Hebrew or the interlinear Greek with the Concordant translation to get the real words, what it meant in Hebrew originally and what it meant in Greek originally. Because if you don't, some of this stuff is not going to make sense. So let me read it to you again from the King James. We were kind of cut off there. Revelation 2:9, King James Bible. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. See, if you read it like that, the only way I can interpret it is Jews are actually pious, right? A Jew is a good man or woman. And these ones are not good, you know? So they're lying. They're a synagogue of Satan. When really, no, it's the Edomite Jews that are the synagogue of Satan. That word in its original Greek is Judahite, from the tribe of Judah. Okay? So then when you read it from my favorite translation, which still screws up the word Jew, but I'll use the correct Greek word there, it reads, Revelation 2:9, concordant literal version. I am aware of your acts in affliction and poverty, but you are rich, and the calumny of those saying that they themselves are Judahites, and they are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. If you flip the word, it changes, because these Edomites pretend to be God's chosen people. That's what's really going on. Didn't Yeshua, the Christ, come back in the flesh and literally tell the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, which is Herod's court, his people, that they are a synagogue of Satan? Did he not? Does that shed light on that a little bit for you, Dan?
Yeah, it does. Now, real quick, does the Eastern Orthodox Church use the Concordian version, or do you think they're more correct to the actual meaning, like the Russian Orthodox or the Greek Orthodox?
That's a good question. I don't know what the standard is for the Russian Orthodox, you know, Church. You got me there. But
okay.
Yeah. No, that's a good question.
I mean, it would explain a lot, because I mean, this whole British Empire thing was pretty much, you know, you had the Sassoon family, you know, doing opium dealing. You had these guys go into South Africa against the Boers, basically, so these Jews could rule the diamonds. You know, I mean, the British Empire has been more anti-white than anything.
Absolutely.
The past, World War II.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks a lot for taking the call. I'm going to check into that a lot more. James,
yeah, and it looks like I just did a quick search, while you were speaking there, and it looks like the standard may be the Russian Synodal Bible, but somebody out there might have a better answer on that, as the Russian Orthodox Bible. I don't think they use the concordant literal, you know.
Okay, yeah, I would think that like the Tsar of Russia was probably not as much of a philo-Semite as the King of England, you know, back in the day, 200 years ago, but.
Yes.
Anyway,
all right.
Thanks a lot for taking the call. Talk to you later.
No, you got it, Dan. You got it. And just to finish up where you went with that, as far as the British Empire and it being anti-white, yes, but I don't want you to think that I mean it as in the people of, you know, England, because just like the people, the original people who came over to the New World, to America, it's the white, Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Germanic, Celtic peoples, okay? And it's the government and the leaders and those who infiltrate that have made their crusade this anti-white, anti-Israelite agenda, both in the British Empire and everywhere else that you've seen them destroy white nations. Okay? So it's not the people. I love my Anglo-Saxon brothers in England. So it's not that. It's the British Empire. It's those who were in power, like Churchill at the time, specifically World War II that Dan brought up, who absolutely wanted to annihilate the Germans. And along with the Zionist, disgusting Edomite Jews who had set up their parasitical nest in New York City, their Kahilla, with the help of them, England and America forged war and destruction on Germany in World War II. It's not the people. It's the disgusting Edomite Jews and their influence over these governments of these nations. We're going to jump to the next caller holding patiently. Thank you for all the callers. Marcus in Idaho.
Hello, sir. The biggest story of the day, or of the week, or the month, or year, I don't know, is the Silicon Valley Bank collapse.
Yes.
Why do I say that? Because no one's covering it except for left-wing media. There's a big deal that's happening now. There was a bank run intentionally developed before this happened. So they decided to take this down. They started to take it down. And then they told their other investors, oh, it's going down, so you've got to go ahead and take your money out now. What is happening is there's a lot of people which are paid via the internet by whatever their business is, and their finances are collapsing because they're not being paid, because this bank was one of the major issuances of this. It's also that huge bank, not Washington Post, actually collapse all of its people, getting their money out, and the financial transactions that closed because of this, which is happening, and it's reverberating around the world. Now, this is either a planned trial run or the start of the collapse of the financial system, which they want to have happen. This is a huge deal right now. Personally, I don't have a stake in money. I'm a pretty poor person, but I see what's happening.
Oh, absolutely.
And that people aren't talking about this is crazy. The fact that the right should be digging into what is happening and bringing that to people's attention on a minute-by-minute basis, but they're not. There's nothing on the internet from any type of right-wing article. And as far as the radio, there's pretty much deafening silence.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I actually had the article pulled up right in front of me. From henrymackow.com with exactly, you know, about this. And I was going to bring it up. So now's the time. we'll jump right into it. If you want to stay on, I'll just give it a rundown real quick.
Let me just put one more, one more portion. The Khazars are the so-called Jewish people of Ukraine. They are involved with an infinite number of sabotage in our world, and I wouldn't put it past this being a false flag of the Khazars and the Ukrainians, dealing a blow to everything that they hate at this point, which is life itself.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Not just the Ukrainians, especially not the people of Ukraine, but it's really the oligarchs, a lot of them in Russia, believe it or not, and that makes sense, right? You know, you want to fund and have your hands and your bank and your purse and both sides of every war, and you control the outcome and you benefit from it, right? Cui bono.
Right.
So it's the Russian oligarchs, and it's the Jewish, you know, money lenders from Israel as well as America and even England, in the city-state of London, who are actually, you know, making money off of the destruction of Ukraine, and while they funnel funds to those who least deserve it. And it's sad. It's all wrapped together, though. It's all related. You're absolutely correct.
It's a viper's nest.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And Yeshua the Christ, Jesus, he said the same thing about them 2,000 years ago. Not much has changed. Not much really has changed.
I'm going to take my call off the line. I hope you'll talk about this.
Yes. You got it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marcus. So real quick here, it is important. This is March 11th today from henrymackow.com. Will bank jitters force Fed to ease? And they show a Twitter post, or maybe it's a Telegram post here. And it says Silicon Valley Bank down 60% today. First Republic Bank is down 31% today. Signature Bank is down 21% today. All three bank stocks are currently halted. These three banks combined have nearly $500 billion in deposits. Steve Van Metre or Meter says the Fed is causing the banks runs by competing with banks by offering higher rates without the risk. Banks secured their deposits by buying bonds and are now stuck with huge unrealized losses that make many insolvent. The Fed may have to lower interest rates to save the banking system. Michael Cowan, due to rising rates, the major U.S. banks have unrealized losses on their bond portfolio equal to 25 to 40% of their market cap. Record bank run drained a quarter or $42 billion of SVB's deposits in hours, leaving it with negative $100 billion in cash. That's Silicon Valley Bank. Negative $100 billion in cash. Zero Hedge suggests the bank's run was precipitated by big tech to force Fed to reduce rates. Tech moguls urge startups to withdraw their money from Silicon Valley Bank. So, there you go. People like me have been talking about, you know, the Federal Reserve and, you know, the fiat money system and obviously this new digital currency BS for a long, long, long time. So anybody that's watching this now with their jaw dropped, you know, you shouldn't be as shocked as you are. This has been a long thing coming. Is it important? Sure. But you shouldn't be shocked. It's by design. By design. Anthony Migchel says, quote, I'm sure you've heard of Silvergate's and Silicon Valley Bank's travails. Serious stuff. And a direct result of the Fed's entirely crazy policies. These banks were in fine condition, but they were forced to liquidate some treasuries that are down because of higher rates. This is going to get worse quickly. Major banks are seeing big stress on their stock value. Something big is going to give, likely in the short term, and likely it's going to get combined with some sort of show, geopolitically. Think China, cyber attacks, something like that. Could well turn out to be the end of the Biden administration. Oh, yeah, we'll see. We'll have to wait and see, but things are going to get crazy. Fears Silicon Valley Bank collapse could topple First Republic Bank next as shares slump 40% in a month and investors voice concerns over losses on its investments. And the same on and on and on. Get your money out of these disgusting banks. It's usury. It's an abomination. We're going to jump to the next caller holding patiently. Kathleen in Texas, thank you for holding.
Hey, Chris. Happy Irish History Month.
And, yes.
Let me say something in Gaelic. Nanama Nahara, Vikara, Gussus Berneef, Amen. That's the sign of the cross in Gaelic.
Wonderful.
And then, one more thing, Erin Go Brath, Ireland Forever in Gaelic.
There you go.
But the reason I called was to give you my opinion because you weren't feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
Were you familiar at all with Jennifer Daniels when she had her show on RBN?
No, but admittedly not very much.
Okay.
No, but I'll hold you over. We got a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
Drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. I apologize, Kathleen. You were rudely cut off at the break. Please continue.
I don't mind if RBN can make some money.
No, I know. I say that tongue-in-cheek.
I know. You're very gracious. But anyway, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, do you have a pen?
I do. Yes.
Okay. VitalityCapsules.com. VitalityCapsules.com.
Okay.
And she's known as the Turpentine Doctor. She is great. You can look up her archives. Wonderful. And basically her message is what your wife was saying to you. They don't know how to do anything. Whatever you do is going to be better than, you know, what they do. But anyway, you can download for free her protocols on how to take pure gum turpentine. It's called Diamond G Pure Gum Turpentine. You can get it on the internet, at your this drugstore here in Texas has it. Right next to the tea tree oil. But anyway, it's a anti-parasitic turpentine.
Okay.
Excuse me. And they used to, in Europe, take it, you know, everyone would take it in the spring. So it's actually spruce oil. You know, there's tea tree oil, there's spruce oil, so it's not just for cleaning paintbrushes. And,
sure.
And so then, VitalityCapsules.com. And then Dr. Joel Wallach. Dr. Joel Wallach. I'm not sure how to spell W-A-L-L-A-C-H, maybe.
No, that's correct. Yes.
Oh, okay. And he is DocsRecipe.com. DocsRecipe.com or CriticalHealthNews.com. CriticalHealthNews.com, and if he has a call-in number, which I don't have, and I'd like to get it again, but anyway, I wouldn't buy any of his stuff, but he's a fabulous researcher, and what you're just listening to people call in, you will see, you know, what's wrong with everybody. And it's really great. But Dr. Daniels, like he'll sell you some glucogel capsules for hundreds of dollars. And she tells you, well, just go to the Now Company and get a 4-pound canister of pure beef gelatin powder. Cost you $40 for a couple of months. So she knows how to get, you know, what's cheap, what works. But Dr. Joel Wallach is a wonderful researcher. And and so I would, you know, I think you would really enjoy listening to his archives. He was never on RBN, but it just great. And then, of course, Dr. Lorraine Day, drday.com. And even Dr. Jennifer Daniels, when things got bad enough, she says that going Dr. Daniels' way can be very helpful once in a while if you're really ill, and which is all, you know, organic raw fruits.
Excellent.
So anyway,
thank you.
All right. Well, I hope you feel better and. And again, happy Irish History Month.
Yes, absolutely.
May you have the luck of the Irish.
Thank you. We're going to
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.